Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Welcome back, Ousters. We appreciate you guys, as always, for tuning in. Today's topic is actually going to start off with a little bit of drama. How you say, sis? Bonchiche?
Bonchiche. La bonchiche.
With the drama or with the gossip, it kind of led into a deeper issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it started off as, you know, drama and side eye and body language. And then it turned into something that's really a real issue that women and minority women are facing.
Yes. And no one wants to talk about either, right?
Right. Right. I agree.
Well, we gonna talk about it though.
Right.
Because why right not? And don't we do it? It's not what we do.
We're here for it too.
Oh, man. Yes. Well, who isn't ready for that bonchinche? Because I am always.
Always.
You know, I try to,
right? Because like when I first heard it, right? So the drama or the gossip is Taraji and Oprah, right? So it was right.
You, it's not someone you wouldn't mess with, though. I just don't understand. She's influential and wealthy. Like, do you?
Very.
I don't know.
Right. Absolutely. Right. But it was rumored. And that's why I really kind of like the most recent response, which we'll get into when we get into the article, right? Mm-hmm. So initially, it was that they wasn't getting along, that there was some drama about pay. I believe that's how it started. I am correct in saying that. So it was a drama about pay. And it was being said that Oprah was a part of the reason why, or not maybe a part of the reason why, but was maybe okay with,
yeah,
right? Okay with a woman of color or another actress or actor making less money, that person was okay with it. So I was really happy when you told me about this article and, you know, we went over and read it. I was like, oh yeah, okay, well, that's a good thing. That does make me feel a lot better. And her response, yeah, right?
Both like, of their hands, responses, like, right? Too.
Like, yeah, hands down. Like, I thought that was really dope, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, I mean, listen, Oprah's Oprah. I've been watching her, not for nothing, but I would come home from school. I was back in high school. Come home, or there was something that I worked after school, and some of the stuff, the tasks that I do, did allow me to, like, listen to TV in the background. And I was watching Oprah all the time. I grew up on her, that woman. And it struck me as if it was something that she would never be okay with, because she is a woman of color. But, you know, sometimes when you get to a certain point in life, you become a little bit tone deaf, you know, but she never struck me as that type of person. So I was very surprised about, like, you know, all the drama and stuff like that, that everyone was talking about how Oprah's mad at Taraji because Taraji was speaking out. And, you know, how we like to take our time and not rush into, and jump on the bandwagon and just say, well, okay, let's let this kind of die down a little bit to kind of see what comes next before we start speaking on it. Because the fact of the matter is sometimes it's not true. Mm-hmm. Like as much as we love TikTok, right?
Right.
All the TikTok body language experts.
Girl. Showing pictures and looks. Right. It's like, damn. And then look, got you looking at like, that's possible. Look at that look. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe she had a fart or some shit. And that's what her Facebook session was like. I'm just saying.
But she said, remember that time we was talking about the resting bee face? Remember?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
that definitely looked like
I mean, sometimes I have that face. I'm just saying. I'm a New Yorker. If you've ever ridden the train, if you ever rode on the trains, you had better perfect your RBF. Girl. Okay. You had better perfect if you ever had to ride mass transit.
I think I got that down though.
I mean, I'm saying we're, you know, it's, there are certain things that are rite of passage and they will be the RBF if you're riding mass transit in New York. Just saying. Or wherever.
True. Even in the elevator. The elevator too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's another area. Yep. Elevator. Yep. Because it'd be you and one other person. You'd be like, try me.
Right?
You better not.
I mean, you can, but I wouldn't suggest it.
So you just perfect the look, right? They won't mess with you. It's just, sometimes it's as simple as that. But, right. Oprah could have been having her RBF face on or... maybe she had to pass gas, was holding in a fart. I don't know.
Yeah. That indigestion will do it to you. I'm trying to tell you.
No, no, don't get up. No, no, no.
This is not sad.
It's real. But the TikTok experts, the body language experts, the TikTok, you know, drama experts are like, oh, they're beefing. Wah, wah, wah. Mm. What? According to both ladies, they're not beefing. In fact, you know, in this today.com article, it seemed like Oprah was helping to facilitate. Okay. And, you know, it seems as if Oprah, now, according to a today.com article, it seems as if Oprah actually helped her get what she felt was her worth because Taraji asked her. Now, that's how I read it. Y'all can read it for yourself. And I can kind of recap how what I read and I perceived this to be. And this is quoting Taraji specifically. She goes, you know, she called me. She called me personally. Henson tells today.com, not my team, not my people, me. And asked me, Taraji, if there's anything you need, you'd let me know. And I said it with a shaking voice. I was like, well, yeah, since you asked. And I told her and she fixed everything the next day. And then Arnold just article does go further to kind of say, or it, like it gives another line, which basically really kind of solidified for me that, oh no, Oprah's not okay with this. And she in fact helped her get her paid, whatever she thought she was worth. So the fact that like it's all over, or it was all over social media that they were beefing, you know, I think that the best quote that came out of this article was, do you want to say it? Because I think you probably say it the better.
So, yeah, what she pretty much said was, is you're not going to put two Black women against each other, two women of color. I don't know if I'm saying it exactly how she said it, but that's definitely what I took from it. For like, we're not going to do that. And that's very respectable because I do see a lot of that, right? When it comes to entertainment.
Mm-hmm. But in real deal drama, not like bullshit drama. It seems like this is bullshit drama because it wasn't true. Or it seems like it wasn't true. But,
right.
Yeah.
So you saying that you kind of figured from day one that it didn't seem like it was correct, right?
Well, that was my initial thought. But remember when we first started talking about it, we were like, well, what happened with Oprah and Monique?
You're right. I think
and that kind
why,
of.
I think that's why we was kind of like, well, possibly, you know, who knows? Yeah. I do recall that now.
Mm-hmm. And I don't fully remember all the details when it came with what that drama was about. But, you know, Monique has been saying for years, and like on a soapbox about it, how she was basically blackballed from Hollywood because of Oprah now and Lee Daniels, right? Was it both of them? Let me just check on that real quick because I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't. I'd be kind of scared to speak, and I can't if I'm not really for sure.
Hang on. Let me pause. I'm gonna have to back up a little bit. Okay, I don't know how to put this into a sentence. So accuse Lee Daniels and Oprah of. Oh, she accused. But who's this? I need reputable sources. Oh. No, how Lee Daniels got involved in it is that he was saying what he said was, I guess he came down hard on Monique for saying that she was blackballed by Oprah. Okay, so we're not going to say that, but
okay.
So he had something to say about it. This is according to Page Six, and I don't know how reputable they are, but you know, it's a gossip monger. Interesting. Okay. Oh, here's an Essence magazine. Okay, one second. Okay. All right. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think the only thing that made us kind of question, like, it made it seem plausible is because, you know, there was an actress or comedian, Monique, for years who's basically claimed that she was blackballed from Hollywood because of Oprah, which is a really big accusation. But she's been talking about it for years, is what it seems. And that kind of made it, I wonder if maybe people just looked at what Taraji said and they ran with it. Just assuming it was that type of scenario, because maybe they just, you know, sometimes people want to create drama out of nothing.
Right. Like, but, a hot topic. Like, let's jump on this to try to get some something going. Or sometimes mm-hmm. they get a name for themselves. Like, oh, let's jump on this story, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's why we try to do it different. Like, we talk about things because these are not... I hate the fact that we use the word hot topics because that's really not what it is. It's more like relevant topics because, you know, we, like, you've seen other actresses came forward, right? And they basically said the same thing, but we have experienced something similar as just a regular person.
Right. Because even Keke Palmer said something similar, right? Keke Palmer, Gabriel Union, they all did kind of say something similar when it comes to the pay, right? The pay differences, absolutely. Right?
Absolutely.
And then,
and I think, do you remember that actor, the guy from Wakanda? Well, Black Panther, Wakanda, Black Panther, from the Black Panther movie? He took a pay cut to get another woman on one of his movies what she thought she was worth. What was his name? He passed away.
Girl, fine as hell. That was his name.
Right? So when I Google fine as hell, he's gonna come up. What was this? Damn it.
And I do know it. I wonder why it won't come to me, because he was from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. He just seems so damn kind. There he goes. Chadwick Boseman.
That's it. Fine as hell, man.
Yep, that's it. So, I mean, if nothing else, that just proves like this is not the, like, it's a well-known issue. Like, if other well-known actors are like, you know what, I'm gonna take this pay cut so you can get paid your worth because you deserve it. And
that's dope.
Yep. And also there's another one that I read. Oh my gosh, this is before this Taraji thing came up. What was the name of the movie, The Help?
That was the name of the movie, The Help.
That was the name of the movie, but Jessica Chastain, and she's a non-melanated woman, she helped get one of the other actresses paid more.
Wow.
I read an article about that some time ago. So for Taraji, for what she's saying, like, I believed it because it was like, well, this isn't the first time I've ever heard it. Like, I've heard it before. Haven't you?
I absolutely have. Not only heard it, but like you were saying earlier, from experiences, things that we've dealt with and seen, right? So it's definitely mm-hmm. believable. I don't, if somebody says it, it's not like it's too far-fetched. Now, am I jumping on a bandwagon and saying, yeah, that's what happened? No, but I'm definitely like, I'm not surprised if it is happening.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
I agree. Now, can you think of, like, I have two things that come to mind when I think of my personal experience with that. Would you be willing to share a little bit? You don't have to, you know, share with whatever you're comfortable with of where you experienced a pay disparity or something like that because you are a woman and Black woman or both or one or the other.
So I feel like I have had past experiences where I've seen people really quickly move through the ranks, right? Like people that I've worked with, people that I've even helped and assisted in training and, you know, just right on up there. And I've seen it on more than one occasion. I've even been in situations where I've seen people create positions so that, and it was definitely not for a woman. It was definitely not for a minority woman. It was like literally, well, where'd that position come from? Right? I've definitely seen that. I've dealt with that. Like, wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. like, wow. That was a position? Because it wasn't since I've been here. And I've been here for some years now, and I ain't never heard of that position. So, yeah, I've definitely seen it. But I have been in a lot of jobs to where, and it's actually, you know, now that I'm about to say it out loud, it's kind of sad. It's like almost numb to it. Because I have been... The majority of the jobs that I have had have really been, it's been the majority of jobs that I've had, except for maybe, you know, that what I used to do, and I'll just leave it there. But the majority of jobs that I've had really have been like the majority male, if I'm being like honest, right?
So like male. Oh, that's right. They have mostly male dominant. Okay, yeah.
Most of the jobs that I've had has been like male dominant anyway. So, but I will say, right, so by the time this episode airs, right, I'll be in a different position. And I don't get that from them at all, in no shape, form, or fashion. Like, I really feel like it is fair across the board. And I know that initially I'm going to probably make less, but it's because I'm fresh on the scene. But I don't feel like I'm making less because, you know, my ethnicity or because of my gender. I feel like I'm making less because I'm new on the scene.
Okay.
But there have been, there's been other jobs where I know I've been new on the scene and it's other people that's new on the scene.
And they like starting exactly when you started.
Like, like wait a minute. But so I appreciate that. I appreciate being in an environment where I feel like, you know what? I don't have to. That's something that I'm not dealing with. But in the past, it was just like, I just numb to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can comfortably say, like, I've had like a few scenarios, and one was very similar where someone got like, they were promoted before I was, and I had been there longer, worked harder, and took more initiative. But there was like, and I feel comfortable sharing this, but like in the industry that I was in, and like it changed my whole outlook on what I share when it comes to my coworkers. I'll kind of elaborate. But in the industry that I was in, like I was interviewing a new job, and I was like, well, I didn't know what to ask for. And to be clear, this was kind of me. I didn't know my worth. Okay. And I just like that's sometimes as women, or even men, I imagine they suffer from the same thing. They don't necessarily know your worth, or you don't know enough about a position on what you can get paid. So you don't know what to ask for. And I've had that happen to me where I've had really lower paying jobs than some of my peers. Other women, yes. And I distinctly remember asking like someone I thought was a friend, like, you know, I don't know what to ask for. And they don't want to share. And I come to find out later that I probably could have been paid a lot more starting out. And then at that same job, I found like one of my coworkers who did like a fraction of what I did was getting paid more than I, and they were getting paid more than me because they were a man with family. And I was a woman, which I was told. I was literally told this. And when I think back to it, I was so naive.
I want to make sure I'm understanding you right, but they flat out told you that that was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes things can kind of flow over my head, and I was a little bit slow to catch on, but I'll tell you exactly how it was phrased for me. I was told, you know, I have to pay my boys more because they have families that they have to take care of. Not verbatim, but that's what I was told.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. Have family that you have to take care of? That's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Well, maybe not at that time, right? Maybe not at the time.
I didn't. At the time, I didn't, but...
Okay.
No, I didn't have kids
matter.
At the time.
It doesn't even matter.
It don't even matter. No.
That's fucked up.
No.
Nope. I'm sorry. I said it.
But yeah, I was told that. And the only reason I found out how this person was getting paid more than I was is because one of my other coworkers took a peek at his pay stub because he fucking left his pay stubs all over the place. He would do it all the time. He would do all the fucking time. And one of my coworkers, who was probably getting paid less than I was, that tells you some shit, took a peek at his pay stub. And they were like, do you know how much he's getting paid? I was like, no. I was so
angry.
I was angry for a long time. But then I also realized, like, a part of me just didn't know what to ask for. And that was me and my naivete, whatever the hell. But I didn't know my worth enough to ask for what I was worth. You know what I mean? Now I know better. Now I know better. Like, at least now we have tools, right? Because back in the day, it's not like Indeed was a thing or like jobs. Like, now you can actually look at some positions and find out salary ranges. It wasn't like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
So like Glassdoor. Like, if you're looking for a position and you don't know what you should be getting paid, not everyone's going to be willing to share what their salary is. Now, me, after I had that happen to me, I will tell someone, this is what I'm getting paid. Hey, I'm going to tell you, maybe I'm getting paid too low. You can get more, but this is what I'm getting paid. So at least ask for that. You know what I mean? So that's what I did going forward, because I know how it felt when someone didn't want to share their salary. For whatever reason, they felt like they couldn't share it, but whatever. But back then, there weren't tools like Glassdoor where you can check for your salary. Like, what is a position like this? What is a salary range for someone new or experienced? Stuff like that. But now we have those tools as the average person, which really helps, I think.
It does. And it definitely allows you to see things different, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy that that know your worth applies all around the board. Because a lot of times when people be like, oh, know your worth, usually they're speaking of like relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's
like what will you accept, right? What you won't accept,
what you
won't,
like that. Right. But like, it's the same concept when you're out here and you're working for people, because your time is worth money. Time is something we don't get back.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. Yep.
And I think that's part of it. Like, you have to be willing to speak up. Like, and Taraji, that's what she did. She spoke up and was like, hey, look, like how she phrased it. She's like, the math ain't math. Math ain't math. I love that.
Right. I do. And look, once you say that, you already know the math ain't math. Okay. I know what you're saying. I got you.
Right. And then she goes, like, what's great about these articles, she does go into say, like, as a Black woman in Hollywood, like, you have to diversify, and how she's constantly working. And that's why, like, she started her hair care line and stuff like that to help, you know, her brand, because whatever she's getting as an actress was not enough to sustain the need. Because I figure in my head, I guess when you're an actor, you have, it's like a business and you have people you got to pay, stuff like that, to do certain things, you know? So that's why she does kind of speak a little bit on that. But thank goodness we're not in that. We're not actresses and actors trying to pay people to do our makeup and all that other mess. We're just trying to live here.
No, that's right.
Put food on the table.
You know, some people, I don't know if you saw any of those when people were just discussing, oh, well, they have money, so they felt like they shouldn't complain, right? And I feel like regardless of whether they have money or not, they should still be treated fairly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have $1 million, but that doesn't mean that they should not be treated fairly because they, you know, have $1 million and you don't. So I guess their problems you don't recognize it. as an issue because you feel like they already have. But
I can sometimes be guilty of that. I'd be like, she's rich. What are you talking about? Why are you complaining? Right.
Okay. But one of the biggest ways for people to realize there is a problem, they're going to realize it's a problem from that person right there that's in the spotlight that makes $1 million. You think they care about you? So, you know what I mean? So like, if I was y'all, I would sit back and let her speak. I wouldn't care if she was rich. She still should be treated fairly. And her speaking out about it is going to help you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Because like, it's not right. It's not just about her, right? Because once she has it, I'm sure you got to pay someone to do your marketing, your PR, your PR marketing, same shit. Sorry. You got to pay people to do stuff, right? But her speaking up for herself as an actress saying, yo, this happens here in Hollywood, which means it's probably happening to you. So is it going to help other women and minority women speak up and say, this is, I'm not getting paid my worth, or take the risk to do more research to figure out what your worth should be so you know what to ask for? I think that's really, you're right. Like, even, and I know I've been like, oh, you know, what are you complaining about? You're super wealthy. I have less empathy. But the fact that she puts it that way really helps, like, I think, you know, regular folk understand a little bit more. Like, it's not just about her. It's about all of us, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think she opened up the discussion, right? Because once it was already out there, that's when everybody was kind of like, and I don't want to say jumping on the bandwagon, but definitely speaking and being like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had it happen, or they, you know, they speak their experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we've experienced it, like, individually, you know, I've experienced it, Janine's experienced it, but, you know, you don't have to take it because we're just two people, two experiences. And then you have some one person in Hollywood or a handful of people in Hollywood talking out or speaking out about it. But there's actual statistics that speak to this gap when it comes to, you know, women and then black women specifically, and there's a huge pay gap. So there's statistics that can back that up. Now, the article that we found about, you know, anytime you're looking at statistics, it's not in the current year, right? Because it takes time to gather all that information. But from the AAUW, which is, what's their full name? Hang on.
I'm trying to pull it up. Hold on.
I was like, what's their real name? Because
I'm looking at it. But where's the whole name though? Hold on. Maybe it's at the bottom. I don't figure out how the hell to get back to it. I don't think how I get back to the
American Association of University Women.org. Okay. Lord.
So it was right. So you were right.
Okay. I'm like, that don't sound right. Okay, but they are an advocacy group and they train women to negotiate for pay and benefits to pursue leadership roles. Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right. So according to the Okay. So if you don't have to take it from us because, hey, you know, we're just two regular, you know, average old people just sharing our experience. You've got to be about a handful of people in Hollywood speaking about it from their perspective. But you know us, we like to do a little research. And according to the AAUW, which is the American Association of University Women, there we actually have like some
I'm sorry. Did I laugh? Forgive me, please.
Okay, yeah. I was like, okay. And according to the AAU, you know, they do have some stats to back that up. Now, the AAUW is the American Association of University Women, and they are a advocacy group, and they train women to negotiate for pay and benefits to pursue leadership roles. So I think they might know what the hell they're talking about.
I will say so.
They might know a thing or two. Now, the stats that they do kind of, it is from 2021, and we won't go through the actual dive into some of those numbers because I think the numbers might be a little bit skewed because it was 2021, right? And we were just coming out of, you know, 2020. Mm-hmm. That whole shit show. So I think the numbers, and it does make sense that the numbers where they are, because a lot of parents and women specifically had to take on roles that we didn't have before because of homeschooling. So these numbers do make sense. However, would it be the same for 2022, 2023? I don't know. They haven't pulled those stats yet. But even some, like I think some of their sources is according to the U.S. Census Bureau, on average, Black women were paid 64% of what non-Hispanic white men were paid in 2021. That's 64%. That's a big number. And that 64%, like, it compares all Black women who took home earnings in 2021. That includes seasonal part-time to workers, to all white men workers. Sorry, y'all. We're not targeting anybody. This is just Census Bureau stats, okay?
Yeah. Right, but it's not us.
I was like, I felt the need to kind of clarify.
Right.
So you can kind of understand, like, we're just not pulling the shit out of our ass. Like, we want to experience it, but there's all the U.S. Census Bureau has these stats. So this is something that can easily be looked at. And it's not like conspiracy theory type shit. That's not what it is. There's actual stats to back it up. And the U.S. Census Bureau is one of them.
I was like, yeah, I would be closer to the conspiracy theorist stuff than I think you would. And so I think because we are women and we are minorities, that's how come we can see it. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And not like you said earlier, like, not trying to bash anybody or take anything away from anybody. This is statistics. So statistically, we have experienced what thousands mm-hmm. of other have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, this is something that just kind of came to me as you were talking. So do you think that part of the issue is, like, so this, the AAUW, they, you know, again, it's an advocacy group and they help women learn how to negotiate. Doesn't that say there's a real problem? So do you think part of it is that because we don't, as women, we don't know what to ask for, we don't know our worth in the workplace? Or is it because we didn't get the head start that men have had for so many years?
Oh, that's such a profound...
Because women have been caregivers and have had to take, I want to say, a backseat, because, you know.
You know what? I was actually listening on a live, and this guy kept saying that. It was so making my ass hurt, because he kept saying, oh, women are caregivers. They are naturally nurturers. And I'm like, that is such bullshit.
I agree.
But if all women were natural at that, then we would not have cases where we would have child abuse, or we would have situations like that going on, right? Because it's, you know, so some people are born with a talent, but they still have to invest in that talent, right? They still have to practice and give it the time and energy or whatever to grow into a talent. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, for, okay. Yeah, it does make sense. Cause for some women, sure, it might be natural, but for some women, it wouldn't. And some women don't even want to be moms.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. Some people don't need to be moms. I mean, nope.
Shit.
Nope. So for someone, but I think, like, that it's like a societal thing, right? Because whatever, in the 60s, 70s, I don't know, if you were born in the 70s, like, single moms was a rarer thing. But, you know, it became more common. So if you're going back, what, 40, maybe 50 years, it was more normal for men to be in the workplace and not as many women. You think of all these things that happened over the years, like with Anita Hill and sexual harassment, like, men have they dominate in a lot of different fields. So it's like they have a head start, but so much so that, you know, you have an organization like this that has to teach women how to negotiate for better pay, when it seems like it should just be, why should I have to like, I understand from a business perspective, like, the business is to protect the business and save as much money that where they can so they can maximize on profit. But you should also be fair. And if you know this is the role should be paid XYZ, then just pay the person the fucking role. Whatever that, you know what I mean?
I think that all comes down to not just leadership, but the morals of that company, right? Mm. So sometimes you just deal with people that just don't care. Because if we're being on, and maybe just not care, maybe that's not the word, but their main objective is just what's the word I'm looking for?
Profit or just making
profit. Thank you. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. So right. So their main objective is profit, and some are just like, is it beneficial? What's more beneficial? Mm-hmm. Is it more beneficial to hire this person because we know we can pay this person less? Yes, that's more beneficial.
Yeah. Even if that means you got to train them and they have no experience in the field. There are companies that will do that because they need to reduce overhead and whatnot. And yeah, I've seen that. I know someone in our family who kind of experienced that. It was that ageism thing that, you know, the older they got, the more money they were getting. And they were like, these people got to go because they're getting paid too much. Like, I've heard a very unique story about that within our family. And I was like, wow, this shit really happens. So ageism happens, right? But you can, like, it would be nice if we didn't have to learn how to, like, I guess we didn't have to go through all of these steps to get what we deserve as a woman, or even as an employee in general. And that would be true for anybody, whether you're a man or a woman. If you know, on the average salary for whatever position is XYZ per hour, then just pay them that. Don't let it, does it have to be a fucking negotiation? Like, everyone understands making profit. Everyone gets it because business needs to be, they need to sustain themselves, right? But let's be fair.
I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember that time I was like, I really kind of wanted to get my foot in the door at a certain place? But I actually turned down the job because I was like, I'm not working for that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember. You're going to have to refresh my memory because I don't. Girl, you know. No, I don't remember that.
Girl, yeah. And I told them no. I was like, I can't work for that. Like, I want to be out there with y'all, but I have children. I have a mortgage. I can't work for that. And then that's when they called me about the job that I actually wound up with. Do you remember that?
Oh, it's kind of vaguely familiar. At the very, 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 like, very, very beginning, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. And I was like, I can't work for that. I got kids. I got a mortgage. You don't let y'all have mine. $14. What if I'm going to do that? I don't mean no harm.
That's hard to manage when you want like a double salary, much less a one salary. That's crazy. Yep. I hear you.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I was like, and I think that kind of, and that had nothing to do with, just so that we're clear, that ain't had nothing to do with, I don't think, race or gender. That just had to do with funding. Mm-hmm. Once again, you know what I'm saying? Is it beneficial? How much are we willing to invest in this particular section of the company? Right?
Yeah.
Was that all off the topic?
No, because I think it has something to do with, like, if you know this person, this role is dot, 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 that's who you pay them. Why do you have to jump through hoops and negotiate shit when you know this is what this person is already worth? It doesn't, like, it's fucking annoying. Okay, so let's see. I know we're on struggle bus since 9 p.m. and it's like about to be my bedtime. Is it your bedtime already?
Girl, I mean, lately I've been trying to be grown, but under any normal circumstance, yes, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, this article from the AAUW is... they have a wealth of knowledge, and we can share it if it's something that you'd be interested in. We're always happy to share any sources that we've used, but they even have like a whole report that you can, if you click on the link, it's like an 11-page report that talks about system racism and the pay gap that really will go into depth. You know, we're a podcast. We don't have the time to go into that, and we want to keep you listening. So you'd probably be done if we tried it. But there's a whole report that you can read that they actually have right from this link where you can read it for yourself on some of the reasons as to why there is such a pay gap and why it is related to system racism or systematic racism. I know there's a lot of people out there who think that, oh, racism doesn't exist. What rock have you been living under? I do not know. It is really ignorant to think that these things don't exist considering the history of our country. So, you know, yes, not everything is a racist thing, but you'd be in complete denial to think that it can't happen and it doesn't exist. Frankly, it's just ignorant and stupid.
Period.
Yeah. I was trying to be kind, but I just couldn't. I was trying really hard because it does exist. So anyone who's out there saying it doesn't exist, I'm like, yeah, because you have an experience, it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. We'd be more than happy to share the link with you. If you request it, we will send it out. Ousters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you as always. Thank you for tuning in and definitely give us feedback. And we love topic suggestions as well. So, you know, we're here for it. And thank you again.
Yes, we are. All right. That's it. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.